Welcome to Wombats and Music. This is your host, Harry Baya, bringing you my favorite songs and wombats. The wombats are anything odd I want to throw in. And Wombats and Music is coming to you from WEHC FM 90.7 in Emory and Henry College, Emory, Virginia. And every Monday night from 7 to 8, you can hear my favorite songs and oddball things, the wombats. And I won't be on Saturdays at 1 anymore. That's over, I guess. But I am on Monday nights at 7. And I looked at the basketball schedule. I'm only going to miss two Mondays. There are only two basketball games scheduled for Monday nights this coming season, which is better than some years. Well, I'm going to start off with the same song that I ended the last show with. I like to do this. If I play a song and can't complete the song on a show, then I start the next song, the next show with it. This is Summer Child by Jon Stewart, and those of you who have been following the show know I play a lot of Jon Stewart. He was in the Kingston Trio from 1961 to 67. He was from California, lived there his whole life, and just sang some wonderful songs. He wrote a lot of good songs. He sang with a lot of great people, has a unique voice, and this song is called Summer Child, and it's kind of a haunting song, and you have to see yourself on a hot summer night, and you're the hired man, I think, in the song. And he's telling a story of what it was like to be there this hot summer.
She was never a summer child. No, never at all. She lacked the cool of the spring and the damp of the fall. For the heat of the summer made her bitchy and mean as she watched for the hired man, quiet and lean. She was never a summer child, no, never at all. It was the time of the creatures that slithered and crawled. She'd stand in her window with her back to the light. She knew I was watching like a moth in the night. Go down easy, go down slow, no. Go down easy, child. There's a lot left to go. She was never a summer child, at least that's what she said. She said the voices were crazy that talked in her head. She'd tap on my door, ask to come in. Grass like a witch in the wind. Yeah, that summer in Macon, the year 45, it's burned in my brain till the day that I die.
Go down easy, go down slow. Go down easy, go down slow. Go down easy, go down slow. Go down easy, go down slow.
Go down easy, go down slow.
There's a lot of summer left to go. She was never a summer child. No, never at all. Won't you come down easy?
Go down easy.
Won't you come down slow?
Go down slow.
Won't you go down easy?
Go down easy.
Won't you go down slow?
Go down slow.
Won't you go down easy?
Go down easy.
Won't you go down slow?
She was never a summer child. Nah, never at all. At least so John Stewart tells us. We're going to move on now to a group called Savage Garden. Great name. They say they got it from the Vampire Chronicles of Anne Rice. Savage Garden. And the song is Truly, Madly, Deeply. And I think it tells a story of being in love. And for those of us who are in love or want to be in love, I think this catches something, so let's try it.
I'll be your dream, I'll be your wish, I'll be your fantasy.
I wanna lay like this.
That was Truly Madly Deeply by Savage Garden. Have you ever had an experience where you wanted time to stand still? I did once. I knew what was going to happen. I knew what was coming. And pretty sure I didn't want it to happen. And I wanted time just to stop. Well, Truly Madly Deeply is the other side of that. It's when you want something just to go on forever. You're there where you want to be, and you don't want it to change. And it's sort of the same, but till the sky falls down on me. that's a long time. Next is another love song. I've got a few good, happy love songs and then some sad ones. So next is a happy one. This is Young Love from 1956 by Sonny James. He was known as a Southern gentleman, and this was one of his biggest hits, 1956. This is Young Love by Sonny James.
They say forever, boy and girl, there's just one love in this whole world, and I know I found mine. The heavenly touch of your embrace tells me no one could take your place ever in my heart. Young love. One kiss from your sweet lips will tell me that your love is real, and I can feel that it's true. We will vow to one another, there will never be another love for you or for me. Young love.
Young Love by Sonny James from 1956. We're going to jump a bit now to 1987. This is John Cougar Mellencamp singing Cherry Bomb. John grew up in Seymour, Indiana, not far away from where I lived for 5 years in Columbus, Indiana. Small town. A lot of his songs talk about what it was like to be a child, a teenager, and a young man in Seymour, Indiana. And he tells it well. The notes I have say that he quit drinking and doing drugs in 1971. So up until then, I guess, till he was 20, he was kind of a wild guy. And went on and did a lot of great music. He's sung with some of the greatest musicians of our time, Bob Dylan, for example. But this is John Cougar Mellencamp singing a song he wrote called Cherry Bomb.
Couple of
That was Cherry Bomb by John Cougar Mellencamp. And you're listening to Wombats and Music. This is your host, Harry Baya. We're coming to you on Monday nights from 7 to 8 from WEHC FM 90.7 in Emory and Henry College, Emory, Virginia. If you'd like to hear my show other times, I do have a website. And if you write to me at my email address, hbaya, that's H-B-A-Y-A, at ehc.edu, emoryhenrycollege.edu. I'll be glad to send you information about how to hear my shows anytime. But in the meantime, it's Monday nights, 7 to 8. Well, we've had a number of fairly happy songs, and one more is coming up, and then we're going into some sadness. Oh, it's going to get sad. But for now, let's go to Wave on Wave by Pat Green. Pat was raised in Waco, Texas, and he toured with Willie Nelson. So here's a song about falling in love, or remembering the process of falling in love.
While upon my, I got no direction. We're all playing the same game. We're all looking for redemption. Just afraid to say the name. So caught up now in pretending. What we're seeking is the truth. I'm just looking for a happy ending. All I'm looking for is you.
Thank you.
That was Wave on Wave by Pat Green. So we've had some happy songs. Get ready. The next song, I had forgotten the song entirely until it just crossed my mind last week, and I went and looked it up and downloaded it, and I'd forgotten all about this song. And then I looked it up on the web to see what I could find out about it, and I found several places they said it was one of the worst songs ever written. I mean, worst song of all time, it was called. But it spent 5 weeks at number one in 1968. It was originally offered to the Kingston Trio. They may have recorded it, but it never went anywhere for them. And then Bobby Goldsboro picked it up. And Bobby Goldsboro had attended Auburn University, dropped out to become a musician, played guitar for Roy Orbison. That's pretty good credits to have. And this is his only number one hit. And it tells a story, and I won't tell you about it. You can learn for yourself. But believe me, this is one of the sadder songs I think I've ever heard. See what you think.
See the tree, how big it's grown, but friend, it hasn't been too long. It wasn't big. I laughed at her and she got mad. The first day that she planted it was just a twig. Then the first snow came and she ran out to brush the snow away so it wouldn't die. Came running in all excited, slipped and almost hurt herself, and I laughed till I cried. She was always young at heart, kinda dumb and kinda smart, and I loved her so. And I surprised her with a puppy, kept me up all Christmas Eve 2 years ago. And it would sure embarrass her when I came in from working late, 'cause I would know that she'd been sitting there crying over some sad, silly, late, late show. And honey, I miss you, and I'm being good, and I'd love to be with you if only I could. She wrecked the car and she was sad and so afraid that I'd be mad, but what the heck. Though I pretended hard to be, guess you could say she saw through me and hugged my neck. I came home unexpectedly and caught her crying needlessly in the middle of the day. And it was in the early spring when flowers bloom and robins sing, she went away. And honey, I miss you, and I'm being good, and I'd love to be with you if only I could. One day while I was not at home, while she was there and all alone, the angels came. Now all I have are memories of honey, and I wake up nights and call her name. Now my life's an empty stage where honey lived and honey played and love grew up. And a small cloud passes overhead and cries down the flower bed, honey love. How big it's grown, but friend, it hasn't been too long. It wasn't me. And I laughed at her and she got mad.
Well, what can you say? I mean, the song just, it tells the story so well. And I it just gets to me every time I hear it, even though it is so sappy, and I can see why people could call it one of the worst songs ever written. Now, the next song is a wombat. Been waiting for a wombat. Well, here comes one. As you probably know, if you listen to the show before, wombats are what I call things that aren't ordinary songs or pieces of music. Anything that I personally sing is clearly a wombat. So this next one is one of my songs. It's called She's a Lady. I didn't write it. It was actually made very popular by Tom Jones. It was one of his biggest hits. It was written by Paul Anka, and Tom Jones made a hit out of it around 1971, I think. It's called She's a Lady, and it's a story about a man who's describing the love of his life, who left him. And I recorded this in Tampa, Florida, at what I call the Tampa Sessions. My sons and I went down to a recording studio on Harbor Island. They were trying to build up this island in Tampa to become a sort of a resort entertainment center. Didn't work, but for a while it was going pretty good. And they had sort of a karaoke booth. You go in and record a song. You pick a song off a list. So I picked this one. We did some others too, but this one is She's a Lady. And everything's pretty good about it. I think I sound okay. Great karaoke backup stuff. Good harmony singers on there. And the only problem is the part where it says, it should say, "Work took me away, and we both grew lonely." And I was holding the words there in Tampa, reading this thing in the studio, and I wasn't paying close. And I said, "She took me away, and we both got lonely," which makes no sense whatsoever. So that's kind of a blooper. But the song itself, it's a great song, and I loved it, and I had a good time recording it, and I get to share it with you because it's my radio show and I can play wombats. So here comes a wombat. This is yours truly, Harry Baya, singing She's a Lady.
The first night on the town, since she was just 18, a lady down on love and out of hopes and dreams. The ties that once bound her now are broke away, and she's like a baby just learning how to play. She never thought that love could ever end so soon. Her mind drifts back in time to a midsummer moon, when he asked her to marry, and she gladly said, okay. And a woman came to be from the girl of yesterday. Now she lady down on love. She needs somebody to gently pick her up. She's got her freedom, but she'd rather be bound to a man who would love her and never let her down. Well, I know the lady that's down on her love, 'cause I used to hold her and have that special touch. She took me away from the home late at nights, and I wasn't there when she turned out the lights. Then both of us got lonely, and I gave in to lust, and she just couldn't live with a man she couldn't trust. Now she's a lady down on love. She needs somebody to gently pick her up. She's got her freedom, but she'd rather be bound to a man who would love her and never let her down. Now she's a lady down on love.
She's a lady down on love. I could critique that, but I'll leave that up to you. That's a sad song. Now let's go to somebody who can really sing. Crystal Gayle, one of my favorite singers. She's the younger sister of Loretta Lynn, actually 18 years younger. She's from a poor family in Paintsville, Kentucky. She was the youngest of 8 children. A beautiful woman, great voice, and one of my favorites. This is one of the songs that I love by her. It's called Going Down Slow. And I admit, it's a sad song. But still, she catches the poignancy of the moment. And something wonderful has been in her life, and now it's gone. And she's dealing with it as best she can. Going Down Slow by Crystal Gayle.
Going ain't showing anymore. Where there used to be laughter, now there's only pain. I feel like you're an island and I'm drifting from your shore. Out into troubled waters up over my head, and I'm going down slow. Going down for the last time, your heavy goodbye, the sink of my soul, and I'm going down slow. Now you've got me wondering why love don't seem to last. It's gonna take me a while to really understand. But what used to be our future has turned into my past. Your precious love line slowly slipping out of my hands, and I'm going down slow. Going down for the last. Thank you.
You may have, that was Going Down Slow with Crystal Gayle, and you may have heard some strange sounds in the background coming through the microphone here in the studio. And I will give a prize, a valued prize, a value at least $5, to anyone who can guess what those sounds were that were sneaking into the microphone during the playing of Going Down Slow. So we'll try that out. Now we've got a next song. The next song is, I can't say it's exactly sad. It's more like group therapy or psychology or something. It's called Sometimes, and it's from a play called Runaways. I've played a number of songs from Runaways. I don't think that I've played this one before. Runaways was a play in New York City, a musical about kids who ran away from home. And the woman who wrote, directed, and produced the play and choreographed it was named Elizabeth Swatos, and she was a social worker who worked with runaways. And she got the idea of putting together this show, and she collected kids, some of whom were runaways, who she thought could live the characters that she had met during her counseling work. And so this song is about, hard to describe. The idea is that sometimes there's too much of a good thing, and you can't handle it, and that's confusing. And then sometimes something that's supposed to be good, like a hug, gets a little carried away, maybe a parent hugging a child a little too strong. And so that's another thing to consider that might fit this song. So this is Sometimes from the play Runaways. It was in 1978 that play was popular.
Sometimes too much of something is just as bad as not enough, and then the pain is just like hunger.
Sometimes from Runaway. Now we're going to, that was 1978. We're going to jump back to 1953. One of my all-time favorite songs. Of course, I say that about once a week, but it really is. This was called G by the Crows, and it was a number one song. It was the first doo-wop song to sell over a million copies. And it was the first doo-wop song to cross over to the pop charts. It was kind of a one-hit wonder. The Crows, who sang it, never really had another big hit. It has a wonderful, I'm reading the review here, a wonderful amateurish feel. And they sort of threw it together at a recording session. It wasn't one of those planned, produced songs. There was a bunch of kids who got together and sang a song, made up a song and sang it and recorded it. And it became, to everyone's surprise, a big hit. So this is G by the Crows, G, from 1953.
gonna bleed. Why love that girl?
Love that girl.
Hold me, baby, squeeze me. Never let me go. I'm not taking chances because I love her, love her so. Oh, 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 gee. Yes, I love her. Yes, I need her. Oh, I love that girl.
Love that girl.
By the Crows. Well, you're listening to Wombats in Music, and I'm your host, Harry Baya, and I'd like to remind you that we're coming to you from WEHC FM 90.7 in Emory and Henry College, Virginia, and Monday nights, 7 to 8, my show is on. I've got some other good shows to tell you about. The program I have, the schedule I got off the web, doesn't give me the names of the people whose shows are here, but I know some of them, and I like some of them. So let me tell you, after me tonight comes something called Local Music Scene. And I think the woman's name is Lori, and she plays bands and orchestras and things from around here, or people who've come to perform from around here. So she knows a lot about the music in the area and plays some wonderful stuff, some bluegrass and country and some other things. The next show after her tonight is Satellite Radio. And it has a lot of Hispanic music, a lot of Spanish stuff, guitar, jazz, great, great music. And I'll get the names of all the people and tell you about them later, but not tonight. On Wednesday nights from 9 to 10 is Rise Up Singing with Steve Fisher. And a lot of great folk music. Steve is very interested in good causes and protest songs and songs for the right kind of action. So, but somehow he manages to find great music, not just music with messages, but music that's really good to listen to. And when I do listen, I almost always find something I want to play on my show. So that's on Wednesday nights from 9 to 10. Also on Monday, let me get this straight, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday at 6:30 to 7, Rob Chamberlain reads from a book, usually a fiction novel. The name of the show is Audio Bookworm, and he records the show here in the same studio I'm in. And he and I have talked about collaborating. I want to do John Brown's Body, and we may. Steve has a great voice for reading books and just fun to listen to. So if you want to tune in every night from 6:30 to 7, you can get into a book, and Rob Chamberlain will read it to you, and it's sort of a fun thing to do. Now, we're going to work our way through the last few songs here. The next song is called Every Day by Buddy Holly. Buddy Holly was a fantastic musician. At least he was a very influential musician. He died very young. His career was only a year and a half long. He was in a plane wreck, and together with the Big Bopper. He was a very influential singer. For some reason, a lot of great people, Bob Dylan, people became great singers, the Rolling Stones, paid credit to Buddy Holly. He managed to influence them in his brief career. His singing group he was with was called the Crickets. So this is Buddy Holly singing one of his hits. This one is called Every Day. And James Taylor later made a great recording of it, too. This is Buddy Holly's original version of Every Day.
day. It's a getting closer, going faster than a roller coaster. Love like yours will surely come my way. Hey, hey, hey. Every day it's a getting faster. Everyone said go ahead and ask her. Love like yours will surely come my way. Hey, hey, hey. Every day seems a little longer. Every way love's a little stronger. Come what may, do you ever long for true love from me? Every day it's a getting closer, going faster than a roller coaster. Love like yours will surely come my way. Hey, hey, hey.
Every Day by Buddy Holly from 1957. The last song on the show, and I haven't time to play the whole song, so you'll get to hear it again next week. This is a new one to me. I picked it up last year. I'd never heard it before. It's by Sinead O'Connor. It's called The Rebel Song, and it's just such a powerful, powerful song, and she has such a clear voice. There's also a YouTube video of her singing this, and that's an interesting experience. She is one of the most intense singers I've ever been able to witness. Seeing her singing on YouTube, singing this song, the Rebel Song, you can almost feel her energy and her presence and her concentration. It's a beautiful song, at least I think it is. I love this song. So I'm going to play as much as I can of the Rebel Song by Sinead O'Connor.
Englishman, your rage is like a fist in my womb. Can't you forgive what you think I've done and love me? I'm your woman and I desire.
How come you've never said you love me?
Sinead O'Connor singing Rebel Song. You've been listening to Harry Baya on Wombats and Music, coming to you from WEHC in Emory and Henry College, Virginia. And I wish you good night and hope to be with you next week from 7 to 8 on Monday night. And once again, we will celebrate most joyously our being here at all. Good night.